Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Right now, though, let's get to Hans.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, so good to have you on this Monday morning. How are you?
Mark, I'm doing just fine, thanks.
Are you a football fan? Did you watch any of that playoff football yesterday?
You know, I have to admit I didn't. I've still been leery about watching NFL games because, you know, a lot of them are still kneeling. A lot of them are staying in their locker rooms, and they're supporting Black Lives Matter. And basically, they're engaging in politics in a way that I think they ought not to be.
I agree completely. I saw it on the back of their helmets yesterday. Some of them had the little messages on the white pad that goes along the back side of the helmet. I probably haven't watched 2 minutes of NFL all season, but it didn't have a lot going on yesterday, and I sat there and watched that Chiefs game last night. Probably one of the best football games I've ever seen, so I'm glad that I tuned in and caught it. Tell you what, our attorney general in Missouri has been accused of politicking because he's running for Senate, but he has filed lawsuits against like 30 school districts in the state of Missouri now over their masking mandates. Are you seeing anything like this anywhere else in the country?
Well, the thing that's going on in other states is you have governors and others, people like Governor DeSantis of Florida, telling the schools not to do this. So it's not just AGs, but you have other, frankly, I think wiser and saner executive branch officials doing the same thing. As you know, they are being threatened, those officials, by the U.S. Justice Department, who are making the absurd claim that not having a mask mandate in schools is somehow a violation of and discriminatory towards disabled students, which is one of the nuttiest theories I've ever heard.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, so Eric Schmidt filed suit Friday against 35 school districts. The districts argue that they've got a lot of autonomy on school rules. In other words, dress codes, deciding when to close school because of a snow emergency, that all this other thing, and that he's trying to take away things they've always done in school districts by not enforcing a mask mandate.
Well, you know, they are super dependent on funding coming from the states and from local governments, which I think means that, for example, the state government has a lot of say-so over their curriculum and everything else they're doing in the schools. And, you know, a dress code is not the same thing as a mask mandate and all of the issues surrounding that.
Yeah, it's a great point. You know, one thing that's stuck in my craw the past month or so is finding out that the state of New York is going to allow illegals to vote. I know that you've looked into that issue recently. Are there lawsuits filed about this already? Is anybody challenging this?
Yes. About 2 weeks ago, both the RNC and a number of Republican members of the city council and other legislators sued in New York in state court against this provision. If they get a good judge, and by a good judge, I mean somebody who actually pays attention to the law, they should win. The reason being that the state constitution in New York has a provision that pretty plainly says you've got to be a citizen to vote in all elections in New York.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I hope that that gets enforced, because you've got, I mean, if it passes somehow, it's just going to encourage Gavin Newsom out in California, who's already trying to give all the free benefits away to people who are illegal. And we know what their border policy is all about to begin with.
Well, yeah, and it's a real disservice to actually the citizens of New York City, because the votes of aliens could overwhelm the votes of citizens. And listen, the way they wrote the law, reporters for propaganda outfits like Pravda, you know, the Russian one, Al Jazeera and others, they would be entitled to vote in New York City elections, if you could believe that.
Oh, my goodness. The insanity just doesn't stop. But thanks for keeping us on top of what they're trying to pull off. Hans, we appreciate you.
Sure thing. It's always nice talking to you.
Absolutely. We'll check in with you next week. Hans von Spakovsky.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.